was frayed out, cut off. Makes me wanna get lost out in the moonlight. Drop the tailgate down on a turn row. Watch the corn grow. Baby, that's a good night. Anyone from the heartland is gonna understand what I'm talking about right now. Ain't no doubt we got a game plan. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Find your pretty little cell phone over. Get a little closer, turn up the radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash. Lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of mourners continue filing past the casket of Pope Francis, lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica.
The basilica was set to close at midnight, but the Vatican allowing an extension, some had waited 6 hours.
Because of the respect that I have for him and the great person he was, it's worth the wait.
Some Catholic, some not, many of them praising his compassion.
Walking in there, it was so silent, but you could feel how much people really cared about him and how much love there was for this man.
For those unable to make the pilgrimage to Rome, masses are being held around the world.
ABC's Lana Moise, 50,000 people have now passed through in Rome. Russia striking the capital of Ukraine overnight, killing 9, wounding 70 others in Kyiv. President Trump angry. Ukraine said no to a proposed peace deal that would deny Ukraine NATO membership and allow Russia to keep the territory it's taken so far. This is ABC News. President Trump easing up on the tariff talk with China, but a trade truce is far from being signed, says ABC's Jonathan Carl.
What we have seen is a change in tone. A change in tone is not a change in policy. We have seen nothing publicly anyway in terms of talks starting with the Chinese. I also reached out to the Chinese embassy in Washington and said, have there been any conversations between President Trump and President Xi? They did not answer that question. The White House didn't answer that question. But the Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson did say the doors are open for talks with the United States.
Boeing CEO says China has stopped taking delivery of its planes and is even returning some of them because of the Trump tariffs. President Trump signing more executive orders on Wednesday focused on the nation's universities. One of them requires the schools to disclose large foreign gifts. Another changes the way graduate programs are accredited. Another focuses on DEI initiatives. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Ashland County Forestry Office would like to remind you that with the lower water levels, boat landings will be shallow this year. They ask that you please exercise caution at second landing, especially with a larger boat. Inside the launch basin, water levels are between 2 and 3 feet. At the mouth, there is as little as 6 inches, although near the outside break wall is a little better. So stay to the outside of the break wall when exiting or entering the launch basin with your motor on high trim. And remember, no power loading. These conditions can change rapidly depending on wind, changing sands, and the tide. Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2, there's a handicap access fundraiser bargain basement sale over at St. Francis Church in Fifield. This will feature something for everyone. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2 over at West 231 Balsam Street in Fifield. 11 veterans were recognized for their service during a heartfelt ceremony in Wisconsin Rapids yesterday. Melissa Kay has more.
The Quilts of Valor presentation took place at Renaissance by Rennes on the morning of April 23rd. Each quilt is handcrafted by the Material Girls of Wisconsin and a beautiful tribute to each veteran's service, sacrifice, and valor. Tom Heiser served as part of the Color Guard from the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101, taking part in the Quilts of Valor ceremony.
Quilts of Valor, where veterans receive a quilt that cannot be sold, cannot be given away as a present. It belongs to the veteran and can stay within the family.
Tom said it was an honor to be a part of the day. He said many of the veterans honored served in the 1950s during the Korean conflict situation. Jeff Peters is a retired veteran and also mentioned during the ceremony as a friend of the veterans at Renaissance by Rennes. Jeff visits the facility every Thursday morning at 10 to talk with veterans and share stories.
We sit together, we have coffee, donuts, and we just talk about their lives, you know, their service, their, you know, what they've done. And, you know, they go from 89 to 102, and it's just amazing to me the memories, you know, that they have. And one of the reasons I did this is I wanted to be able to pass those memories on.
Jeff said family members are always welcome to join them at 10 on Thursdays. The next Quilt of Valor ceremony will happen this summer, and Jeff will be one of the recipients. If you would like to nominate a veteran to receive a quilt, you can do so at qovf.org. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer, just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
If you've been paying attention to some agriculture news, you know that HPAI H5N1 is a hot topic right now. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Keith Polson, the director of the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab in Madison, is here to explain why this is not a food safety issue when it comes to dairy products, and how having many government agencies working on this issue is making it a bit more difficult.
I always start and finish with the same thing, is that pasteurization is 100% effective. So this is not a food safety issue, and that's where dairy farmers need to understand that. This is a disease of animals, but it's complicated because milk in the cow is a USDA jurisdiction. Milk in the tank is an FDA jurisdiction. And then the humans that work on the farm, that's a CDC thing. And they all have competing missions, which makes life a little bit challenging sometimes when you're dealing with giant federal agencies.
Polson also says that when a cow does get sick, it costs the producer around $191 per cow per lactation. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
June Dairy Month is a special time to celebrate, enjoy, and support Wisconsin's proud dairy tradition. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin plays a key role in promoting and marketing the state's dairy industry year-round. Gary Cohn, the organization's director for District 3, which includes Lincoln, Oneida, Price, and Taylor counties, shares what he enjoys most about June Dairy Month, along with the ways that people can get involved and learn more.
Participating dairy breakfast, you know, just going to visit the people and see how excited they are to actually come out to the farms and see what we're doing. So I would encourage everybody, you know, to discover the taste and support their local dairy farmers during June Dairy Day at their local dairy farms. And the breakfast can be located by visiting wisconsindairy.org/JDM. And that should get you to the website and show you where your local breakfasts are at.
June will be here before you know it, so explore local June Dairy Month events and discover ways to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy industry all year round.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Recently, the FDA has suspended the proficiency testing for grade A raw milk. DACAP says that currently they are not aware of any testing being impacted within the state of Wisconsin, but they do anticipate more states sending their milk to Wisconsin to be tested, as Wisconsin currently has staff certified to conduct the testing. Also, Dairies Foundation is now accepting applications for its next round of grant funding. Grants can be upwards of $10,000 and are available for new programs that benefit the dairy industry. The deadline to apply is June 1st. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team. And we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like a issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. Mostly cloudy today with some showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 60 with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. Rain tonight, 1/4 to 1/2 inch possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 54. We're back to the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32. 98 Q
Country. I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave, and it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm a doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Tattoo or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, Why can't every day be just this good?
Ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line. saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is, if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me and now I ain't looking back. Cause you look like waves on a sunset and you can crash on me all night. Turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. Night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side. Forever. Place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time.
you.
Lone Star, 98Q Country. If you're going to a wedding this summer, you'll probably hear that song, probably. It's 31 degrees, a little bit cooler out there this morning than maybe what we had thought after a really nice warm-up yesterday to about 58, 60 or so, I think, for the most of us. 56 is our forecasted high temperature for today. Today's description is as follows: partly cloudy, which means sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase with periods of rain showers possible this afternoon. Winds will be light and variable. Wind picked up yesterday, late afternoon, early evening. It was a bit breezy out there. And then tonight, rain is likely again with some light and variable winds to go with some light rain showers. And we'll see our overnight lows tonight dip down to about, what are we looking at here, 30 or so again? Yeah, probably right around there. Well, actually, probably mid upper 30s, actually. Still only 50 for tomorrow. We'll get back up into the 60s, it looks like, starting on Saturday and running for a while. A little bit of an up and down there with temperatures, you know, a few days 50, a few days in the mid-60s. I'm all right with that. You give me a 65, 66-degree day, and I'll call that summer. I'm good with that. Maybe you like the 85 and 90, hot and humid. I'm not going to call you a weirdo, but I'll take the 65. I'll take 65, 70, and maybe even a light sweatshirt. I'm okay with that here in northern Wisconsin. So I think all in all, it's going to be turned out to be a pretty decent day weather-wise. The draft is tonight. I know many folks are making their way over to Lambeau Field for the big event. The first pick is, what are we... ESPN had a countdown clock going on their TV broadcast yesterday, like as early as Monday. It was like 82 hours until the first pick. But the Packers don't have a pick until later on in the round. In the first round, it would have been nice if they would have had a really early pick. But not how it worked out. And see, well, we got the first round tonight, and then they go like the second, third round tomorrow, fourth and fifth round on Saturday. I'm not going to Lambeau Field, but if I was to go to Lambeau Field, if you forced me to go one day, I think tomorrow would be the day that I would go, because it's kind of a more of an all-day kind of thing than it is just the big event tonight. Tonight, that's not me. Like, tonight and all the hype of the first round, that's not my personality. That's not where I would want to be. I'll watch it, kind of see how it goes. There's talk that only a couple quarterbacks may go in the first round. Shedeur Sanders, much talked about quarterback, Deion's kid and Colorado State guy, might slip to the second round. That's why I don't think he's going to be here tonight. There's talk that he may slip to the second round. Pittsburgh Steelers may be a pick, but whoever gets him, it doesn't look like he's going to be that guy to come in and probably play right away. So we'll get that NFL draft coming up tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Lambeau Field. It's been since the 1930s or something? It was in Green Bay, the draft. We have Brewer baseball today. 2:10 will be the first, will be the pregame. 2:45, the first pitch, Brewer baseball for you. Let's get you updated what's going on. Twice an hour, news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of mourners continue filing past the casket of Pope Francis, lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica.
The basilica was set to close at midnight, but the Vatican allowing an extension, some had waited 6 hours.
Because of the respect that I have for him and the great person he was, it's worth the wait.
Some Catholic, some not, many of them praising his compassion.
Walking in there, it was so silent, but you could feel how much people really cared about him and how much love there was for this man.
For those unable to make the pilgrimage to Rome, masses are being held around the world.
ABC's Lana Moise, 50,000 people have now passed through in Rome. Russia striking the capital of Ukraine overnight, killing 9, wounding 70 others in Kyiv. President Trump angry. Ukraine said no to a proposed peace deal that would deny Ukraine NATO membership and allow Russia to keep the territory it's taken so far. This is ABC News.
We'll be right back.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. With the warmer weather, this is your reminder that motorcycles are becoming more common on the roads. Please watch out for them, as they are small and easily missed in your blind spots. Please also remember to give them extra following distance, as they can stop faster than you can, and they have less protection in the event of a collision. Remember, your extra vigilance could save a life and prevent a tragedy. May 8th at 10 a.m. and May 9th at 4 p.m., the Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is asking you to roll up your sleeves and join them for a two-day work project to improve elk habitat in the Northern Elk Zone. You can RSVP for one or both days on their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And once again, this is happening May 8th at 10 a.m. and May 9th at 4 p.m. Native American tribal members increased their turnout to the polls this year with dramatic jumps in voter numbers. Melissa Kay has the story.
Wisconsin saw a historic number of people turn out to vote in the spring election on April 1st. More than 2.3 million votes were cast in the Supreme Court race. This number is well above 50% of active registered voters in Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. One voter population in Wisconsin saw a huge jump in this election. Voter numbers from tribal communities saw historic turnout. According to the Public News Service, the Menominee Reservation voter numbers increased by more than 80% from the spring 2023 election, and the Menominee community overall has seen a 220% increase in voter turnout since 2019. Maria Haskins is a Native Regional Tribal Organizer for the group Wisconsin Conservation Voices. She said more Native Americans are running for office, and the influx of voters reflects the increase tribal community members are seeing in representation in government. Haskins says people are realizing their vote is their voice. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team, and I think we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like a issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Winning entertainment at the lake. Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Saturday, April 26th. Join Marshall Charloff and Purple Experience to celebrate Prince with all his best hits. Hailing from Minneapolis and having played with the legend himself, this tribute will rock your night. Witness an unforgettable performance featuring Purple Rain, Kiss, and more. Tickets on sale now for just $20, with proceeds benefiting Northwoods United Way. You must be 18 or older to attend. Entertainment's more fun at the lake.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Mostly cloudy today with some showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 60 with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. Rain tonight, 1/4 to 1/2 inch possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 54. We're back to the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. And baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. It might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.
We're gonna party!
New country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
Nation's awesome!
98 Q Country.
Baby, you a song. You make me wanna roll my windows down and croon.
Look ahead of us.
dark and grab my guitar and strum a couple chords and sing from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
Billy Currington at 98Q. How country boys roll. We got some sunshine, and we've got a pretty nice Thursday in store for you. Maybe a passing rain shower here or there, but all in all, I think you're going to like it. We got a busy day today. We're going to be over at Wheelway. We're not only going to be at Wheelway, But Tanya from Catkins is going to be there. And she's going to bring what she described as a playpen of kittens with. We'll be there from 10 to 1. Tanya will be there probably, you know, a little bit after 10 or so if you want to come on down to Wheelway. Plus, my little buddy, my little pug, rescue pug Billy, is going to be down there from 11 to 12. My wife's going to bring him down. So if you want a potograph, stop on down and see Billy. Have a little picture taken with Billy. He's just a little sweetheart. You'll love him. So if you're going to come down to Catkins and see the kittens and Max, one of the dogs available for adoption from Catkins, and my little buddy Billy, if you can, swing on by, grab some cat food, dog food, throw it in the bin for the furry friends there at Wheelway. So if it fits your schedule today, swing on by. We'll be there from Wheelway, at Wheelway Broadcasting from 10 until 1 today. If you want to see the critters, the cats and the dogs, that 11 o'clock hour probably be a pretty good hour to catch Billy and the cats, the playpen of cats, and Max the dog. And Tanya from Catkins will be there, and I'll be there, and we'll be chatting with Pete about all the great vehicles at Wheelway. So we're doing that later this morning from 10 until 1. Every vehicle purchased this month, a donation will be made to Catkins by Wheelway. So they've been having a busy month down there, and we're hoping to serve both sides and get some of those cats and dogs some new homes here in the next month or two also. So we'll be out there later this morning from 10 to 1 here on 98Q. Words of wisdom for a 24th day of April. Let's take a moment here to focus on the family.
One of the most common questions people ask is this: where is God when we suffer? I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I would say this: God doesn't abandon us in our pain. He's with us in it. Hardship makes us feel isolated from God, from everyone, but we don't have to search for God in the clouds when we feel alone. He's right there with us wherever grace and truth are found. He's in charity work and shelters and in religious communities. He's in hospitals where people hope and pray for good news about their loved ones. He's wherever justice is served and truth is defended. God also reveals himself through prayer, reflection, and Bible study. It's through Scripture that we discover God is intimately acquainted with our pain and sorrow, and that he transforms our struggle into opportunities for growth, resilience, and a closer relationship with him. Most importantly, God is found in us. That's right, in you and me. Human beings don't always treat each other the way we should, of course. But when we act the way God created us to, good things happen. We love and care for one another. We seek what's best for our friends, our coworkers, and our neighbors. Where's God when we suffer? He's not hidden. He's right there with us. In our pain. It's in the darkness that God's light shines on us the brightest. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once, Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
98Q Country.
Wore that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will, and I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville.
Bobby Keith.
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Some roots, find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Maybe some roots, find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind blowing, carrying me to the wide open. White lines rolling in the tire smoking. It wouldn't be the rear view I'm looking in.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the large-scale overnight attack on Kyiv was one of the most outrageous yet by Russia. At least 9 people were killed in the capital, more than 70 hurt in drone and missile strikes. The attack coming after President Trump lashed out at Zelensky for rejecting a U.S. proposed peace deal that would have Ukraine giving up the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia has held since 2014. 50,000 mourners filing past the Pope lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica ahead of Saturday's funeral. In southern New Jersey, wildfire continues to burn.
This is still very much an active firefight, according to officials. There were more than 1,300 structures that were threatened. So far, officials say just one large storage building for a business has been destroyed. But they're going to continue fighting this until they get some soaking.